Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. New York-based playwright Will Arbery's newest play, Evanston Salt Costs Climbing, follows a pair of snowplow drivers and their boss, Jane Mayworm, as they grapple with record snowfall. In the play, Jane Mayworm has recurring dreams about heated, permeable pavers. In one scene, she explains why they frighten her. "Permeable paving lets the water drain right through to the ground below," she says. "It has pores. Water can directly infiltrate on site. But now, heated permeable pavers are permeable pavers with heat things under them. So, during ice storms, the ice melts right away and the water goes right down into the ground. This," Mayworm notes, "is better for the environment since no plowing or salting is needed. But gosh," she says, "it would be such a big change. It'll put all the plow guys out of business and imagine the construction. And I just don't trust a road like that, a ground like that. Like, is this Evanston or is this Disneyton? I can't stop dreaming about heated permeable pavers. I feel as though they're coming." In fact, Mayworm is right. Heated permeable pavers are coming. The city of Davenport is considering landscape architect Zach Peterson's design for heated permeable paved parking lanes along 4th Street as a means to reduce nutrient runoff into the river. The savings and environmental benefits are huge, but the initial cost is high. In the end, Arbery's play is about this balance. It asks us to consider how we deal with the present circumstances of our lives. Too much snow, not enough money, too much work, not enough meaning, and to grapple with the fact that change, even for the better, can pose a threat to systems on which we presently depend. Later in the play, Arbery quotes urban writer and activist Jane Jacobs. "There is a quality even meaner than outright ugliness or disorder, and this meaner quality is the dishonest mask of pretended order, achieved by ignoring or suppressing the real order that is struggling to exist and to be served. As we face the climbing costs not just of salt, but of climate change and environmental degradation, we must ask with Will Arbery, Jane Mayworm, and Jane Jacobs how we may serve that real order, which is now struggling to exist."
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.